Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network as the Fayetteville Lady Wolves get ready to take on the Fayetteville Lady Tigers here in the jungle at B.B. Comer High School. Just about 7 minutes and 45 seconds to go before the opening tip. And if you memory serves you correctly, last week this game was pretty much out of hand in the first quarter with Fayetteville down 22-6. And Fayetteville comes back within 10 at the half and comes back to tie it up late in the fourth quarter on an amazing shot from Layla Morgan to force overtime. And, you know, Fayetteville won that one with a few seconds to go in the overtime period. They was able to pull ahead and keep the lead as they win 55-52 back at home in Fayetteville. So I'm going to have a special guest call. Do you want to call the whole game with me?
I'll have to leave for long, but I'll call a little
you'll
bit.
You'll have to leave at halftime, won't you? Blake will be here by halftime. But Brennan Lewis, the basketball star for the Fayetteville big team, and, you know, a role player on varsity. And I was just talking about the girls' game last week. You know, Fayetteville down 22-6. Was able to tie it up on a Layla Morgan three-pointer right as time expired, you know.
And it was a back, two. It would have been a three for game.
And said it was a two because one of her feet were
on the line.
Half of her foot was on the on one side of the line and the other half was off, so they called it two. But anyways, we were able to come back and win that one. And, you know, it didn't look good for the Lady Wolves early on.
No, man. I appreciate Al's program, man. They got a lot of fight in them. You can tell the values that he's instilled in them, and these girls want it bad, you know. So Comer's, they're neighbors, so they're always a rival. So I'm excited to see what they do as they go into it.
And, you know, all three, really all five basketball teams at Fayetteville faced a little bit of adversity this week, you know, trying to find somewhere to practice. I believe y'all practiced on the playground yesterday.
Well, I was helping with the senior citizen social.
Yeah,
you know, I had to help dance with the little old ladies. But, no, our team went outside to the practice or the playground, and that's where we got our shots up for today. So hopefully those rims were accurate.
Yeah, and if you don't remember last Thursday night, getting ready for the girls' game, or really during the B-team game, the lights kind of flickered and half the gym went out, and then the HVAC unit started smoking. And from what I hear, there's soot all in the gym that's got to be cleaned up.
You know, despite being notorious for being able to see everything about Fayetteville and knowing everything, I actually just saw the gym today, and you can see where the Cedar Creek fire department and all them went in there, and their footprints, and the ground's just covered in soot. So hopefully they'll get that cleaned up, you know, so we can have a basketball program.
Well, a big home slate next week for all the Wolves teams starting Tuesday, I think it is. And I believe there's three nights where there's games all at home, and, you know, they're going to get it cleaned up this weekend, I hope.
Coach Moore said they were going in to clean tomorrow, so hopefully they stick to their plan and we're able to actually skedaddle and get in there and get some practice. It would mean a lot to the guys just to be able to go, you know, and like we don't blame things. We try to keep our blames internal, right? But when you come into a different environment and you're shooting on different rims, It's rough, man.
Yeah. You know, your grandmother, Lois Gitworth, actually taught here back in the day. And, you know, I was a student of hers here at Comer. And
sorry for you, man.
You're a very great lady. You know, I went to church with them, too, there for a little while. So.
No, I have a lot of respect for B.B. Comer. Their athletic director was my driver's ed coach. I think he's an incredible man. I've got a lot of respect for both their programs, football and basketball. Obviously they lost their star running back a couple of years ago, and I mean I think Coach Fawcett's done a great idea at rebuilding that program, and they're certainly trying to get their feet from under them. But I mean a lot of respect for B.B. Comer after all they've done for my family. And
Speaking of that star running back, that is the one, Kamori Harris. You know, his sister, Kariah, plays for this Comer Lady Tigers team, and she's a big contributor. But a big story for this Lady Tigers team, Mackenzie Arnold was injured in a game last week, and so she'll be out tonight, so we'll have to replace her. And really the starting five for Comer, if you look at them, with Deja Wilson, you know, she's the post player, and you're going to have to get around her if you want those easy shots.
Yeah, I think that Al especially is a big film guy. He goes in, and after playing B.B. Comer that first time, he knows that she's just incredible, man. It's ridiculous. She's a great player, and she's able to get to her shot really well. So if we want a chance at winning this one, we're going to have to be able to contain Deja. But I think Al Barnett has a plan, I believe so.
Well, funny story. The Lady Wolves had a party at Al's house Sunday, and we were sitting around the table eating, talking, having a good time. You know, Al makes that hot sauce that he makes, and there's 10 bottles of the hot sauce on the table. So the Christmas party turned into a film session this game, and, you know, with the hot sauce bottles being the players. So this game, you know, last year we beat Comer at our place, the ladies did, and turned around and Comer just absolutely annihilated the Wolves here. So that's on the back of their minds. You know, they want to write those road woes that they had here last year, and I believe this team can do it.
I think they can too. I mean, they definitely have the hardware that's required. They've done it. They did it yesterday, or not yesterday, last week. Was it last week?
Yeah.
They did it last week, and it might have been, I don't think it was luck, but it was definitely some good ball. So hopefully the Wolves can get ahead of the curve tonight, and I think Al's a big part of that, and I think he'll do a great job leading this team.
So the captains are at midcourt. It's
Miss Katie Brasher and Kennedy Manus.
And Kariah Harris for the Tigers as they get the rules and the regulations. There's no coin toss in basketball, so they'll get the rules and the regulations.
And we just get caught, we just get told off. And just get told what to do.
And they're the kind of the spokespeople for the team as the clock strikes 1 minute to go. We'll reset it, get ready for tip off.
Yeah, definitely. I've had the honor of, you know, JV. I'm a big part of the JV team this year, I think, but I'm still looking to break through the ice on varsity. But I think I've had the honor of being the JV captain a couple times. It's definitely a responsibility to know that you're what the refs look to when your guys come at you and they're like, that wasn't something that they called. Obviously, the refs are the outside influence. I know they're all trying their best to do what they can, but I mean, they got to control what they can control, and, I mean, being a captain is a huge honor.
So, you know, at one point in my life, I was sitting where the scoreboard keeper is, and I used to be the scorekeeper here, and, you know, being a graduate here, it's always good to come back here to a gym where I spent many days in PE shooting threes from the right-hand three-point line, because that was my favorite goal, was that one to my right there. And, but, you know, now I'm a Wolf, and Blake says I'm an adopted Wolf, so we'll hope this Lady Wolves team is Katie Brasher and Deja Wilson gets ready to tip this thing off. Starting five is McKenzie. You got Kennedy Manus, Kennedy Morris.
Addie Stanley
controls the tip. She'll put it up, and she's
quick foul.
Automatically. Well, setting the starting five for the Wolves first, Anna Kate Blair, Addie Stanley, who will go to the stripe, Kennedy Morris, Kennedy Manus, and Katie Brasher, Kariah Harris, Deja Wilson, number 15, who I do not have a name for. I'll get that here shortly. Number 11, Rebecca Walls. And standing in the backcourt is Sanaya Johnson. So Addy misses the first. And misses the second. Rebound controlled by the Wolves. And Anna Kate will put it in for two.
Number 15 is Braylee Harris. I've got that from the bookkeeper. Addy Stanley tips a pass out of bounds, but it continues to go the B.B. Comer way.
So I will write that down. And that was number 15.
Braylee, I think she said Harris. I know her first name is Braylee.
Is it Braylee Wilson?
I'm not sure.
Karai Harris passes it to Deja.
Inside, tipped out of bounds, going the Wolves' way.
And Wilson could not control that one.
Well, I mean, and we talk about Deja, but the thing, being a basketball player, certain players have gravity. So when we come down the court, Deja's obviously B.B. Comer's main source of gravity. All the defense is going to be pulled towards her because she's a key player. Kennedy Morris turnover. Number two tries to put one up.
So Kennedy Morris had her pocket picked by Harris, who brought it up the court. And the Tigers could not control it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Fayetteville ball going the other way.
I'm at a disadvantage. You gave yourself the list to look better. I don't know my names.
I'll put it over where you can see it here in a minute.
Little jerk.
As Blair brings it up the court. Looks for Stanley. Stanley.
Bobbles it.
Bobbles it. And she touches it.
B.B. Comer touch.
So over to Morris again, who dribbles, tries to find help. Over to Blair on the wing.
Trap inside. Katie Brasher.
Over to Brasher.
Works it.
Who works it. Couldn't get it up.
Rebound.
Over to Stanley, who just about loses it.
Ball stopped at the corner.
Over to
left
Blair.
Wing. Three. Blair, three ball.
In
not
and
good.
Comer ball.
Anna Kate fights for a steal, gets it, and it goes Fettel's way.
Little. Walls, who knocked it out of the hands of Blair.
You see that little dodgeball that she threw at? Anna Kate threw a little dodgeball there. Love to see the IQ.
So here's the inbound to Blair.
Left wing,
to
dribble
Morris.
Stopped. Inside, Morris shot off the left rim. Passed on down court.
She'll go up for a layup.
Oh.
Off the outside.
Rebound, Addie Stanley. Ball's on the ground. Kennedy Morris bringing the ball down the court. The defense is already there waiting for her. She looks for help. Addie Stanley comes around right wing, deep three. Misses it off the backboard. Kennedy Manis fights for it.
To Blair.
Out to Blair, mid-range, too much.
Put it out!
There's a fight inside.
Knock it out.
As Al Barnett has some colorful words for his team.
So Stanley looking for Manus, and it was knocked out by Jada Harris once again. So here's the inbound.
Here's Manus. Oh.
Puts it up.
Maybe a foul there.
Wilson had none of it.
Oh,
There's a traveling three. That was a traveling three. And Blair will bring it up the court. To
Addy, corner. Loses her dribble. Inside, Anna Kate, mid-range. I definitely foul there as Deja makes contact with her arm, but I'm not wearing white and black, so...
So here's the inbound to Harris, who will bring it from left to right.
The Wolves pressing. Kennedy Morris makes
back to Harris, who's going to drive it in.
This is Deja.
Wilson
loses it.
Control it and rebound.
Kennedy Manis.
And a travel.
We'll get a travel called towards the Fettel.
That's on the Wolves right there.
Well, color me surprised, I guess. Oh, no,
it's
our ball. That call was on B.B. Comer.
So Stanley will inbound.
Go Wolves.
To Blair. Blair getting the call from Al Barnett. Now she'll bring it
double screen in the middle. Blair attacks the basket.
And now Harris.
It's a one-on-one. Stanley goes up to test. Not good enough.
Comer.
It is now 2-2.
So now... 2-2, 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Blair brings it up the court for the Lady Wolves. Over to Morris. Now back to Blair. A dangerous pass.
Inside to Katie Brasher.
Off the mark. To Harris.
They feed it. One-on-one again. Kennedy Morris fouls number two. As Al Barnett wants to take a timeout. As Al Barnett takes that timeout. He's giving colorful words to his team, words of encouragement, joy that you want to hear as a player when your coach is screaming at you.
Yeah, that's a good timeout to kind of settle things down a little bit. Both teams were playing high tempo, and you want to slow it down just a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't think that either of these teams are playing particularly bad, but I think they're both playing honestly pretty good, especially you know, that little rebound dish and go that they run with what's number two's name?
Harris
is real. That killed us at our house, and I think Al's really prioritized getting somebody back to get that there. So
I'll give you that's the Comer roster that I wrote down right there. So Harris to the line for two after the timeout.
You know, one thing that I do admire about Al, he has definitely some colorful words, but he 100% always is vocal, and you never have a question on what he's got to say.
Oh, yes. Harris sinks the first.
Sinks the second.
4-2, the score now. 4:12 to go in the first quarter.
Blair bringing the ball down the court. Gets a play call from Coach Barnett. We have a screen right. Blair loses her dribble inside. Brasher kicks back out. Deep three. Blair misses it off the mark. Rebound. Manus. Deep three from one. Miss Kennedy Morris just barely off the mark.
Harris will bring it back up the court.
As the Wolves defense gets set, a deep three. Rebound got by Anna Kate Blair. She's pushing it. Defense already back, and a foul.
And she'll get two at the line.
Finally a chance for the Wolves to earn their chance at the stripe as Layla Morgan comes to the bench, the big role player, the big player that came in last time we played Comer and hit that dagger.
So we'll see.
Let's go, Layla.
We'll see who Layla checks in for after this shot. Blair.
Makes her first one. Kennedy Morris comes out for Miss Layla Morgan. You know, Kennedy Morris has had a lot of improvement over the years. She's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, she's one of the four seniors as Blair sinks
her second.
So
as the Wolves come into a press here. A fight for the ball. It's a 3-on-1 for the Tigers.
And Harris off the mark. Now a scrum for the
ball. Rolled around the rim there.
Harris comes out with it. And she'll back it up to the half-court line, set the play up. Over to Walls.
Three.
Walls.
Off the mark. Rebound. And a foul.
And Harris is fouled. And it'll be
on Anna Kate.
Anna Kate. And that's her first of the game.
Well, we definitely don't. Anna Kate's obviously a big piece to this puzzle, and we don't want Anna Kate to get too many fouls early. As Miss Charlotte Kelly goes to check in.
And Harris misses the first.
Charlotte Kelly checks in for Miss Kennedy Manus. Good minutes from both of those players here tonight.
Harris gets the second, but she crosses the line. No shot. Fayetteville basketball.
And that's one of those errors that when you make as a player and you know, you obviously know that rule has been ingrained in you, and then it just happens and you're like, dang it. Blair bringing the ball down the court. Has Katie Brasher set up on the wing here. Charlotte Kelly gets it top key. Addie Stanley, right wing, dribbles. Finds Anna Kate in the corner. Takes mid-range. Off the mark. Rebound. Addie Stanley tries to find a person. Finds Charlotte, and she is fouled.
Fouled by Deja Wilson. No, they're going to say it was Harris.
Wow.
But both of them were in the area, so it could have went either way.
Yeah, that foul could have went either way. Oh, man.
Kelly puts the first up. It's in. and the Wolves gain the lead.
Katie Brasher is getting some instruction from her coach right now. I believe they're going to go into their press here.
Kelly
Charlotte Kelly makes it. The Wolves break down into their press. Deja Wilson bringing the ball up the court. Trap.
Oh, she slid. That should have been a travel.
Rebecca Wallace has the ball.
Over to Harris. Harris back to Walls. Stolen.
Inside stolen by
Morgan
Katie Brasher. Layla Morgan pushes the ball down the floor. Passed Anna Kate Blair off her foot as she deflects it out of bounds. What a play from the whole team. I mean, what a communicate, guys.
Smart move right there by Blair to realize the only play she had was to bounce it off the kneecap of Wilson.
Well, and that's just good IQ. Stanley forces a pass in. Anna Kate.
Three
from the left.
Rebound Brasher up. And out. Rebound Stanley.
Corner three.
Off
missed
mark.
It off the mark. Charlotte Kelly fights for a rebound. That stays Fayetteville's way as if it was knocked the hand off of Harris.
Give credit to Harris for doing whatever she could
to try to
get that rebound.
She slung herself into the wall there. What a make a play.
You had Brasher right there with a shot.
Stays Fayetteville way as it's deflected out of bounds by Wallace. The Wolves go the same play. A lot of movement here. Well, the B.B. Comer knocks it out of bounds again.
Yes. Johnson tried to come up with the ball, but it slipped out of her hands out of bounds. She tried to steal the inbound there.
So Layla Morgan, mid-range,
I believe she
short.
Was touched, and it's going to be Tiger ball.
This is
as the volleyball net cap came up out of the floor. So a timeout.
Hey, we have a sub! We have a sub!
So McGinnis will check in for
Addie Stanley.
There.
So now the lineup for the Wolves is looking like Katie Brasher, Henley McGinnis, Charlotte Kelly, Anna Kate Blair, and Layla Morgan.
So a little weave here.
And they are right in front of our face. I'm a little scared. Sorry, got scared there.
Over to Harris.
Harris in trouble. Screen
to Walls, who will put it up.
From mid-range, off the mark. Deja, rebound. Goes B.B. Comer away as it's knocked out of bounds.
So 1:30 to go. The Wolves lead 6-4 in a defensive battle early on. So here's the inbound to Harris.
Oh, stolen by Anna Kate Blair. A little contact as she brings down the court.
She'll back it out. Over to Kelly.
Kelly drives in mid-range. Little too much.
Too much on the shot. Over to Harris.
A little too much dip on the chip there. But Kelly stops the ball. Anna Kate bites a little too hard on a pass. Resets herself back in the defense. Top key. Left wing. Wallace. Back to Harris. Wallace.
Comer.
Back to Harris.
Comer just swinging the ball here. Just Harris trying to find a shot that she don't have thanks to the Fayetteville defense. And she will
and
lose.
She drops it, and it should be going Wolves' way, but it is going Comer.
Need a review there. I wish there was a review.
Definitely would like a challenge flag next year
over
from the refs.
Harris, she'll put it up off the mark.
Rebound. Layla Morgan finds her man and Henley McGinnis down the field. She goes up for a layup a little too strong.
Charlotte Kelly
puts it back. As they set back up in their press, the score is now 8-4 Fayetteville.
Watch the middle, Henley. Get it.
Oh, a poke. Wallace. Deja puts up a shot, doesn't go all the way. Charlotte Kelly has the ball, trying to bring it up the court. She's faced pressure.
I'm going to say it's Comer basketball.
And Katie was put in a really tough spot there where she had to choose between guarding Deja and guarding Wallace at the three. And as a defender, you honestly have to take the easier shot, which would be Deja down low. Layla Morgan gets a rebound from Katie Brasher and brings it down the court. She kicks out to Charlotte. A corner, and they're calling no foul. They're going to call a tip there.
Well, that'll be the end of the first quarter. Fayetteville leads 8-4. I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. Possession goes to the Tigers as Wilson puts it up, and she'll get two here early in the second quarter, 8-4. 8-6 now, Fayetteville leads the Lady Tigers as Anna Kate Blair brings it up the court. Blair, McGinnis, Morgan, Kelly, and Chrysler, the five on the floor.
Layla Morgan.
The Tiger.
Her mid-range had a little too much on it.
And Chrysler puts it up for two.
What a putback from Molly.
So Tigers will bring it up with Harris. She'll try to swing it over to Walls. Walls tries to give it to Wilson. It'll be Fayetteville basketball going the other way.
Man, Fayetteville really so far has done a great job of containing her as they bring the, as they push the ball in, as they get set up in their offense.
So Blair goes from right to left. And they said it was a 10-second violation.
And Anna Kate was just trying to get the play from Al, and it was just a little miscommunication there. Thought she had a little more time than she did, but Anna Kate's a better guard than that, and she knows it, and she's probably beating herself up a little bit over that.
So here's the inbound to Harris. Picked off by Henley McGinnis, but it was too hot to handle.
Henley, a pretty young player. I think, what grade is she in? Is she a freshman?
Freshman. But it'll be Fayetteville basketball as number five for the Tigers checks in. Let's see who that is. Lauren Cook will check in for Sanaya Johnson. And J.C. McDaniel checks into the game for the first time. So here's the pass to McGinnis. McGinnis over to Blair, who shoots a three. A little too hard. Kelly puts it up off the mark. And it'll be Cook who mishandles it. But it will still be Comer basketball.
And I just was talking about it, but this Fayetteville defense has done, they've done a really good job of breaking down and getting their defense and getting the shot that they want from the offense.
So McDaniel couldn't handle that one, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Pass came off a little too hot for her. She couldn't get her hands all the way around it.
As Alina Batesel gets ready to check in for Anna Kate, give Anna Kate a rest. So here's the inbound to McGinnis. A young group on the floor now for the Lady Wolves.
And we talk about,
and it's picked off by Cook. Cook over to Harris. Harris puts it up off the mark. Rebound Chrysler.
Way to get in there by Molly. She gets in the play and gets confused.
So McGinnis will bring it up the court. Over to Batesel. Picked off by Cook. Here's a one-on-one over to Cook. Cook puts it up off the mark. Rebound McGinnis. So McGinnis over to Kelly, gets it across the court, over back to McGinnis, picked off by Walls. Walls will bring it up the court. Here's Cook with a three, off the mark.
Rebound Charlotte.
Rebound Kelly, back to McGinnis to bring it up the court.
As Anna Kate gets ready to check back into the game, we can't forget the gravity that she has.
So here's the pass to Morgan. Morgan dishes it to Kelly.
Dribble!
Got a dribble.
Dribble!
over to Batesel. Puts up a three off the mark, off the back of the rim, and Harris will bring it up.
Not a bad first shot from Melina, not at all.
So Cook, very close to that line, as Katie Brasher will also get to the scorer's table to check in, and McDaniel couldn't handle it.
Two huge players checking into the game in Brasher and
Stanley.
And okay, and here comes Stanley. That's three of their five starters coming back onto the floor.
So Kelly, Chrysler, and McGinnis will check out for the Lady Wolves as Anna Kate brings it up the court.
That's their main guard core and their main post presence. So that's a huge thing as Anna Kate struggles to get over.
She'll drive it over to Batesel, who didn't know the pass was coming to her, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. So Walls inbounds it to Harris.
You could definitely tell that Anna Kate was a little bit flustered to get over that 10-second mark.
So here's the pass to Cook. To Wilson, who puts it up off the mark. That should have been over the back. So Walls trying to find the open Tiger.
Al Barnett exchanged colorful words with the referee.
So it'll be Fayetteville basketball as Destiny Collins checks in for Lena Batesel.
Al Barnett, first time I've ever seen him apologize to somebody for yelling at him.
So Anna Kate brings it up the court, being guarded by Harris.
Man, Harris has been on her defensive game all game.
Harris with the open net, and it's in and out of the rim, but falls. A two-point game, 10-8. The Wolves lead 4 minutes to go in the first half of play. Blair brings it up the court to Morgan, who puts it up short. It goes as Brasher travels.
Mm.
It'll be Tiger basketball.
You know, and Katie is really huge for this team, too. We mentioned the gravity that came in with those subs, and Katie is their main paint presence. This is her second year, and she's done a phenomenal job.
So Harris over to McDaniel, back to Harris. Over to Walls. Stolen by Katie Brasher as Collins brings it up the court. Tries to find somebody, and they'll call her for a travel. It'll be Tiger basketball as J.C. McDaniel inbounds it to Kariah Harris.
You could tell Destiny was definitely a little flustered when she was bringing the ball down. I don't think she's used to having that on-ball pressure, but definitely something she can work on.
Oh, that was close to a backcourt. It'll be Tiger basketball as Blair knocks it out. So McDaniel ready to inbound it.
And I talk a lot about Anna Kate's offensive gravity, but her defensive gravity, too, is insane. Adasia Wilson drive in. As Al Barnett exchanged his argument with the referee, which I'm on his side of. I mean, there's nothing else for Miss Layla Morgan to do if she's set.
So, air ball. No effort from Wilson there on the free throw attempt. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. Tie ball game. 3 minutes to go.
Ball don't lie. Anna Kate.
Anna Kate dips it to Collins. Back to Blair. Over to Morgan. Morgan will get close to the rim. She'll put it up. Count it.
Should have been an and one there, in my opinion, but I might be a little bit biased towards the Wolves.
So Fayetteville with a two-point lead, 2:45 to go.
As Kennedy Manis prepares to check in.
So Walls over to McDaniel. Back to Walls. And she'll drive it in the lane. She'll put it up in and out to Wilson, who misses the mark. Rebound Stanley over to Morgan. Comer presses now to Stanley over to Blair.
It didn't look as much of a press as they did. They were just trying to get a hand on the ball, and they were
Morgan,
pretty
late foul call.
Definitely a late whistle there from the official, but a well-appreciated one for the Wolves side.
Barnett wants three shots, but her foot was inside the three-point line.
Is it two or three shots?
but they call it inside the arc.
As Manus and Kelly ready to check back in after this shot, Morgan puts it up. She misses the mark. So Manus and Kelly checks in for Collins and Brasher.
Katie taking some much-needed rest off the floor. She's been an absolute unit this game, keeping Deja Wilson to only a couple of points.
So Morgan puts the second up. That's going to be an air ball. It'll be Tiger basketball. So 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go. 2-point lead for the Lady Wolves as Blair knocks it off of the thigh of J.C. McDaniel. It'll stay with the Wolves.
And I just wanted to add on to what I said earlier. Katie and their paint presence has held on to keeping Deja to just four.
So here's the inbound to Kelly. Over to Blair. Here's a 3-point attempt.
Oh, just barely.
So Manus fouled, and she'll go to the line for two.
Kennedy, one of those seniors that we mentioned. She's a huge force as well.
So all four seniors for the Lady Wolves prove dividends for what goes on around here with Kennedy Morris, Kennedy Manus. Kennedy Manus sinks the second. Kennedy Morris
checks into the game.
So we talked them up as Layla Morgan will check out.
Definitely some and Fayetteville definitely has some older players, but this is a pretty young core.
Yes.
Aside from Anna Kate, as she makes her second.
4-point lead for the Wolves. Over the Walls. She was over the line.
McDaniel takes a critical error and puts the ball back in a momentum-filled Wolves' hands.
So here's the inbound to Kelly. Kelly thought about a three. Didn't take it. Here's the pass to Morris. Over to Stanley, who's trying to corral the ball. Back to Kelly.
Hesitation.
Kelly over to Manus.
Goes she'll straight up and gets the foul.
Let's feed the hot hand, why don't we?
I mean.
Hey, if she makes her second one, we're 22-2. 22-2. Kamo, you're on top with Anna Kate.
So Manus puts the first up. In and out.
Man, that ball had some rotation on it when it came in. It was spinning. It went back rim, front rim, and then back out.
I mean, as patience.
I believe her last name's McElrath.
Okay, yeah, I don't see it, but yeah, she checks in. Rebound, Kelly puts it up too hard on the shot, and it'll be foul basketball
of Miss Harris's hand.
So Kelly gets the inbound, and she'll bounce it off the leg of Harris into a slow roll out of bounds.
Ugh.
So 1:30 to go till halftime. Inbound.
14-10. Anna Kate on the floor.
It'll go to
and they call the jump ball. 14-10 Wolves. A 6-point lead would be huge for this Wolves team, and this 4-point lead is huge because. Bless me.
As Blair puts it up, it's packed. But
oh,
Kelly gets
wow,
the rebound.
Kelly in a mid-range.
So Cook brings it up the court. Back to Harris, who has not sat the whole first half. Over to Patience. It's off. Manus gets the rebound, trying to find somebody to give the ball to. She'll give it to Blair.
As Comer comes into what looks like a man press.
To Stanley. To Kelly. Kelly should have been fouled there. It'll be Tiger basketball.
And I know we're in the middle of a hot game and the lead is only 6, but I want to stress the significance of this 6-point Wolves lead, as the Wolves didn't lead until the fourth quarter in the game at home.
So pocket picked back to Cook, who was fouled by Manus. And I believe that's Kennedy's second foul.
That's her first.
So that'll be her first.
The Wolves only at 2 fouls. That's her second foul.
Inbound to Walls, who will find the bottom of the net. So 28 seconds to go, 16-13. The Wolves lead the Lady Tigers. Blair brings it up, being guarded by Harris. Over
down
to Manus,
low,
who
Manus
puts it up. Too hard on the shot.
Maybe a foul
Stanley
there. Stanley throws it up. Rebound.
And Walls will bring it up the court. Being guarded by Manus. And she'll run into Kelly, who will be
called for a blocking foul.
With a blocking foul.
I mean, I'm not sure what else this Wolves offense has to do to get a charge. I mean, by definition, the player has to be set. Their 2 feet can't move, nor their torso. And I mean, in two potential calls we've seen that have been called blocking fouls, I've seen both of those things. But as I said earlier, we're not wearing white and black, so our opinion doesn't really matter.
So Walls sinks the first.
With 7.3 left in this quarter of the first half.
And Walls will sink the second. The lead down to one, 7.3 to go. Here's the inbound to Blair, who will bring it up court. Over to Manus, who puts it up, misses it.
Rebound.
To Morris. Sinks it. And there's the
for
buzzer.
A clutch buzzer to bring the score to 18-15. Wolves. What a shot by Morris. She had her back almost completely turned to the basket. She had a defender. And, I mean, she threw it up, and, I mean, it was in. So, I mean, what a phenomenal job.
A three-point lead for the Lady Wolves, 18-15, as we have reached halftime here at the Jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. I'm going to take a quick break, and I believe you got to start going to get ready with the varsity boys here before too long. So I appreciate
just can't
you.
Hang.
Appreciate you joining me in the
you
first
You got to take
half.
All these ad breaks to hang with a young guy.
Got to get those sponsors in, and we'll listen to them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From Back Roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restriction apply. Member NCUA. Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast.
At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. Just about 5 minutes to go before we start the second half. Some scores. The score is 18-15, and we'll tell you that Charlotte Kelly leads the Lady Wolves with 6, Anna Kate Blair with 4, Kennedy Morris, Kennedy Manus, Molly Chrysler, and Layla Morgan each with 2 apiece. And for the Comer Tigers, Kariah Harris with 6, Rebecca Walls with 5, and Deja Wilson with 4 for the Lady Tigers is a far cry this week than it was last week for the Lady Wolves. As we actually have a halftime lead, as Blake Bagley has checked in, and we'll get ready to call this second half. I don't know if he's going to call it with me or what, but I invite him to the broadcast, and I'll get him filled in right here before the second half. As I'm going to take a break, we'll talk about it, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaal jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. Just about a minute and a half until we get ready to start the second half. It'll be Tiger basketball getting ready to start the second half. And I told you the scores for both teams, and nobody really in foul trouble through the first half. Is there just 4 for the Wolves and 5 for the Tigers, I believe, that have one apiece. So nobody really in foul trouble for the second half of this game. And Blake Bagley will join me. He's taking care of some clerical things before he gets ready to start this. As there's the buzzer, the referees say let's go, and we're getting ready to start the second half. And Blake, I'd like to welcome you.
Man, I'm glad to be here, Jacob. Got here in time that we can catch the second half of what appears was a really good game here in the first half. And, of course, we had a show last week as the Wolves came from behind and was able to get the win. And I'm just glad to be here. Looking forward to a great night of basketball and then a game after this one as well.
So I was looking at the foul situation for both teams, thanks to Miss Bella Kelly, who's sitting to my left. Really nobody in foul trouble, because those who have fouled tonight only have one apiece.
Nice. Well, that's always nice when the officials are letting them play. I always enjoy that rather than a bunch of fouls being called.
So Braylee Harris will inbound it to Kariah Harris. No relation. Number 4, Johnson, puts it up. Rebounded by Walls. Over to Cook. Cook puts up a 3 off the mark. Rebound. Tigers, it'll go to Harrison. She'll lose the basketball. It'll be a Fayetteville ball.
You know, both teams, they're just a poor sequence, because if you're the Wolves, you cannot let them get second-chance points. And if you're the Tigers, you can't waste away 3 offensive rebounds.
So here's the inbound from Blair, and she'll bring it up court. Being guarded by Harris. I believe the ball was touched, and they're not going to call a backcourt. Over to Brasher. Brasher trying to find somebody open. Back to Blair. Bear back to Brasher. To Morris, who puts it up in the face of Harris, nothing going. So Stanley will pick the ball up, and they'll say she double dribbled.
Yeah, you know, you got to know where the ball's at there, and you got to know what you've done with it. You know, trying to fumble around and get the ball sometimes, you lose track of it and double dribble.
So Harris will bring it up the court all the way. She'll put it up off the mark. And Manus gives it to Morris. Morris to Blair. And there is a foul on Lauren Cook.
Now Wolves get a chance at the line here.
The player puts the first up and off the mark.
Got to get some spin on that ball, Jacob.
And Wilson checks in, but she's got a little limp going, as she was injured in the first half.
Yeah, and even though the Tigers have the size advantage, that's maybe an area you can exploit on a fast break, having somebody that's not 100%.
As Blair sinks to second.
19.
Tries to get it, but Cook brings it up the court.
19-15 lead for the Wolves. 6:51 to go in the third period here.
Johnson to Walls. Back to Harris. Harris back to Walls. She'll put up a 3 in and out.
Oh, over the back right there, Jacob.
Over the back, and the referee will call it.
Yeah, what? Pretty late whistle there. I think he realized how blatantly obvious it was, so he just went ahead and decided to blow the whistle to, you know, save some trouble for the fans here.
Wanted to appease the Fayetteville crowd. Mm-hmm. As Blair brings it up court, she'll give it to Maina. She'll put it up for 2, and nothing going. It'll be Tiger basketball.
Questionable call there, Jacob. I mean, you know, most of the time you give the tie to the offense. But that one a little questionable, but I could have seen it going either way.
Yeah. As Harris brings it up to court, she'll give it to Johnson. She'll put it up for 2 off the mark. As Cook couldn't handle the rebound, it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
What an effort there by number 5 for the Tigers. And hope the coach for the Lady Tigers is okay, as he got run over right there.
So Morris gives it right to Johnson, and She'll dish it to Harris, who brings it up court, and she'll be fouled.
Good there. Good foul there by Anna Kate Blair, Jacob. You can't give the wide open layup. Take the foul, make them earn it at the line.
And that'll be her second of the game. As Harris puts it up, she'll sink it, and Kelly and McDaniel will check in. Kelly for the Wolves, McDaniel for the Tigers, and Kennedy Morris will check out.
Sinks that first one, cuts that lead to three.
As Harris sinks the second, the lead's down to two, 17-19, Lady Wolves lead. Kelly brings it up.
Wolves have yet to make a field goal in the second half thus far, and you don't want to find yourself on the road in a tight ball game. Comer found themselves in that situation last week and ultimately went home with a loss.
Stanley inbounds it to Blair. Back to Stanley. Over to Brasher. Brasher tries to shoot it over Wilson, and she's fouled.
I thought that one looked like all ball. Jacob may have been a little bump with the body there, so they had to get the call, and now Brasher will get opportunity for two shots without a contest.
And that'll be Wilson's second. Brasher puts it up, in and out. Brasher sinks the second.
So 2 of 4, 50% on free throws here in the second half. You'd like it to be better, but thus far, that's what's keeping you in the lead here in the second half.
And McDaniel gets the pass from Harris, and she couldn't corral it. And it'll roll out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Tigers.
Good defensive effort there by Kelly. Might not come up with the ball, but you at least make them think about it.
It's a three-point attempt off the mark from Walls. Kelly will bring it up the court. Kelly is the leading scorer for the Lady Wolves, and she'll try to put it up, and it's off the mark, and there is a foul on Kelly.
Hey, 22! Charles! Kennedy! Hey, y'all gotta squeeze the middle.
And Wolves going full court press now. Jacob is Coach Al Barnett and company going with a full court press here.
And Harris runs straight through the press. Reminiscent of her brother back in the state. As Kelly tips it, it'll tip and it'll go to Fayetteville as it tips off the fingertips of J.C. McDaniel.
Man, just what an effort there by Kelly on defense. Second series in a row, not a foul, just disrupting the ball just enough to get a turnover.
So here's the inbound to Anna Kate.
Wolves still without a field goal here, almost halfway through the third period, Jacob.
So Manus gets the pass from Brasher. And she'll drive it in, and Kelly will get it. Thought about a shot, didn't take it, but Stanley will take it off the mark.
And that'll stay Wolves' ball here as Wilson went for the rebound and just fell through her fingertips, Jacob.
So Stanley inbounds it. And a Kate. What a defensive effort there from Anna Kate to force a jump ball. It'll stay with the Lady Wolves. So here's the inbound from Stanley to Kelly. Kelly misses it, and it's going to be another jump ball. It'll go to the Tigers.
Wolves have got to get something going on offense, Jacob. This has been a defensive struggle so far. They have held Comer to just a few points here, but they themselves haven't been able to score. And that lead, they're nursing still only 3 points.
And the Tigers led early, and once Fayetteville got the lead, they haven't really looked back. So that lead that the Wolves have gained is kind of in jeopardy right now. As McDaniel couldn't quite get the pass, it'll go out of bounds. And Wolves basketball, McGinnis checks in for maintenance. So Stanley, Blair, Kelly, McGinnis, and Brasher, the five on the floor for the Wolves. So here's the pass to Kelly. She tries to drive it up. And she bounced it off the shin of McDaniel. And they're going to say no.
It looked like it made contact, Jacob, but maybe it didn't. But the ball definitely looked as if it changed direction. Yeah. But
Harris will bring it up the court. Picked off by McGinnis. A one-on-one situation. Over to Blair. Blair will put it up. There's the field goal.
The first field goal made after 4 minutes and 13 seconds of a drought to start the third period and extends the lead back to five. That's just what the Wolves needed.
So 22-17, the Lady Wolves lead. Here's the pass to Wilson. Wilson trying to bulldoze her way to the rim, and she'll put it up off the mark, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
You know, I got to applaud these referees out here, Jacob. When there's about seven pairs of hands in the air and the ball goes out, I think you're just guessing at that point.
Oh, yeah. So Blair brings it off. She'll pass it to McGinnis. McGinnis back to Blair. She'll drive it up the court. She'll put two more on the scoreboard.
Stands the lead to seven for the Wolves. Momentum's on their side. Just got to get a few stops on defense with 3:10 to go in the third period.
So, timeout from the Tigers. It'll be a full. So, I'm going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. You heard the message there from La Costa. I actually spent a Wednesday night at La Costa for the first time since football season last week. And me and Edgar talked a while. You know, Edgar became a U.S. citizen a couple of weeks ago.
Man, if there's anybody that deserves citizenship, it's him, man. I didn't realize he wasn't, but that's awesome, man. Congratulations to him.
So McDaniel will inbound it to Wilson. Back to McDaniel, over to Johnson. Over to Harris, who thought about a three. Picked off by Bates. She'll bring it up the court. She'll dribble in the corner here. And she's fouled.
Got away with a double dribble there, Jacob. Went up with that ball, picked it up. I was certain she was going to get called, but instead, Wolves retain possession, and they get to inbound the ball.
And she was fouled by Kariah Harris. As Addie Stanley will check out. And Layla Morgan checks in. So here's the inbound to Blair. Back to Morgan, who puts up a two off the mark. Rebound Basel, who tries to put it up. And it's knocked out of bounds.
Jacob, that one over there looked like all arm, but it was not. But the Wolves will retain possession.
So it'll stay Fayetteville basketball as Morgan gets ready to inbound it. Here's the inbound picked off by Johnson. She'll bring it up the court.
Two-on-one break, Jacob. You got a foul here.
And there's a jump ball. Smart move by Bates to catch up with her.
I don't think that sequence could have went any more poor than it did for the Tigers. Not only do you not get a foul, you don't get points on the 2v1 fast break. You give the ball to the other team.
Oh, she walked into a three. I think that one, even if she didn't walk and got the travel call, it was going to go out of bounds anyways.
Yep.
So Tiger basketball, McDaniel brings it up the court to Harris. Molly Chrysler gets ready to check in. Over to Walls.
Take away baseline!
And she'll force her way into two.
That's the kind of basketball I like, Jacob. You bully way into the paint. Push off, get your shot in off the backboard. Couldn't have been executed any more perfectly.
Blair off the side of the backboard. Tiger basketball. Harris brings it up the court, and she'll lose it. It'll stay with the Tigers.
Lucky break there as the Wolves. Oh, I thought the Wolves were going to get to keep that one.
I thought
one,
they were too, but Chrysler checks in for Katie Brasher.
Good steal.
On the inbound by Anna Kate Blair. over to McGinnis. She'll put it up. Oh, in and out. Chrysler puts it up. It's off. And McGinnis will foul Harris.
Wolves still nursing the five-point lead, 24-19, 1:37 left to go in the third period. And, Jacob, this one is shaping up to be a good one.
As Cook gets ready to inbound this one to Harris. And Harris will bring it up the court, going right to left. 24-19, Buck, 30 to go in the third quarter. Here's Harris over to Wilson, trying to bulldoze her way to the rim again. Puts it up off the mark. Johnson rebound. It's off. Rebound McGinnis. Over to Blair. Batesel wide open for a shot. Couldn't quite handle it to Morgan. Morgan puts it up. Ah, off the mark. Rebound Batesel. Back to Morgan. Over to McGinnis. Wide open. Anna Kate. She'll put up a three. Count it.
Extends the lead to eight.
So Harris brings it up the court. She'll try to bulldoze her way in a two. McDaniel for two. Off to Johnson, and there is a foul.
She jumped. It should have been a travel.
That'll be on McGinnis, and that will be her second.
We got a sub.
Yeah, I got to agree with Al there. That should have been a travel or up down there. Can't jump up, fall back down, and get the call.
Johnson will sink the first one. Riley McDonald checks in for Lena Bateson. She'll put up the second off the mark. Rebound. Lady Wolves. Morgan tries to bring it up the court. She'll give it to McDonald. And Al calls a smart timeout there.
Yeah, Wolves will retain possession. Probably a good timeout there. There's only 36 seconds to go in the third period. You got a seven-point lead. You had a chance to extinguish this team in the third period. Couldn't get it done, so you're going to have to continue to play into the fourth quarter.
So 27-20, as Blake said, 36.9 seconds to go. As the Lady Wolves look to beat, to sweep the Comer Tigers here in the second game of the two-game series that they play. You know, Blake, I will say this, though. It's a far cry from our trip here last year where the Lady Tigers were just annihilated by the Tigers.
Yeah. Yeah, that they were, Jacob. It's what a turnaround by Coach Barnett in just year two.
So Morgan puts it up. She's fouled by McDaniel. She'll go to the stripe for two.
Yeah, a great opportunity here to extend that lead even more before the end of the period.
So Morgan, with her first of two from the charity stripe, she'll put it up off the front of the rim.
Could add about two more inches, it would have been in there. Didn't quite have the distance. Had the accuracy, just not the distance.
Morgan couldn't decide what pair of shoes she wanted to wear. We'll miss the second. Cook brings it up the court. McDaniel for two off the mark. Rebound, Riley McDonald. She'll give it to Anna Kate. She is fouled by Johnson. You know, I think you can buy shoes like that now, though, the two different colors. The Steph Currys.
That's wild that you can buy shoes that are two different colors. Never thought I'd see the day, Jacob, I do have to say.
So Anna Kate will go to the line. Are we in the bonus already?
I believe so. It's just for the third, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'll put up the first off the mark.
Wasn't quite short enough to be all net. Wasn't quite long enough to hit the backboard. Instead, it hits that non-forgiving iron in the back.
But she will miss the second rebound. Wilson, who gives it to Cook off the mark. It'll be Tiger ball. Kariah Harris has not sat this whole game as she brings it up the court. Over to McDaniel. Over to Cook, who shoots a three, and it's off the mark. And she's fouled by Anna Kate for her third foul of the contest.
Yeah, you got to be smart now. Only two foul or one foul to give here in the fourth period. You don't want to give that one up or give those two up. She's a very important player for the Wolves.
So Sanaa Johnson to the line for three. Sinks the first. As Katie Bullard, the JV player, gets ready to check in. And I tell you, she's tough. But she will miss the second.
Riley McDonald went for the rebound. I like the effort there. They didn't realize it was only two or three this time instead of only two.
So Johnson will get her third shot. So one of two out of the three-point opportunity.
Bulls only got 2 seconds to go. They ain't going to get a shot off. Will they get a shot? No, they will not get a shot off.
So we have reached the end of the third period, 27-21. The Lady Wolves lead the Lady Tigers. We'll take a quick break and be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Welcome back to the jungle here as Tigers will get the fourth quarter underway to Wilson, and she'll put it up off the mark. She'll get a rebound and put it in.
Man, Jacob, if Wilson could just learn how to get that soft touch on the ball going up, she could score so much.
So pass to McGinnis. She'll drive it in, try to challenge Wilson. She'll snatch it away and give it to Harris. He said an inadvertent whistle.
Three defense. Hey, Addy.
Should have been a foul on Wilson.
Yeah, Wolves only a 4-point lead now after that. Looks like we got subs checking in, but
as Walls checks in for McDaniel.
You drop all the way in behind Deja.
You got a Wolves, you gotta be careful, gotta play smart. You don't want to give up this 4-point lead on the road.
So here's the pass to Wilson. She's off the mark. The ball's gonna be out of bounds. As Wilson tried to come back with the rebound, but she'll throw that ball out of bounds.
Yep. Just chunked it.
So Fayetteville basketball, Anna Kate Blair brings it up the court. Going left to right to Kelly. Kelly puts it up, soft touch, and out of the rim.
You got to drive that one home, Jacob. You've got to.
So Johnson misses. No, that was Cook, sorry, to Morgan. Morgan to McGinnis. Down the court to Wilson. And a fight for the basketball. There is a jump ball. And it will go to the Lady Wolves.
Love the effort from both teams to get the ball going for the jump ball. I love everything about it.
So Stanley will get ready to inbound this one in. She'll inbound it to McGinnis. Over to Kelly, who couldn't quite make the catch.
Pass could have been brought in right there, Jacob, but it was just a little high. I had to jump for it, and now it's going to be going the other way.
So Cook inbounds it to herself off the deflection of Morgan. And that ball will go over the head of the number 13, Jada Harris, for the Tigers, who has checked in.
She jacks an arm with Jacob over the top of the head, and it was too long for him.
So Blair brings it up the court to Morgan. Morgan will put it up. I believe she was fouled.
Yeah, if not, that was a poor shot selection.
So Wilson over to Harris. Lose control, and it'll be Wolves ball. And Braylee Harris will check in for Jada Harris. A lot of Harrises on this Comer team. So here's the inbound to Blair. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. 27-23, the Lady Wolves lead. Over to Stanley. Tries to get it to McGinnis, who'll put it up, and there's two.
Yeah, what a shot, Jacob, to put extend that lead back to six. Give him a little bit more comfortable lead.
And now Barnett wants to press. It works. Two McGinnis, stolen by Harris. And here's the one-on-one with Stanley. She will charge. That's got to be a charge. And they will call it on Stanley.
Al is beside himself yes. after that one, Jacob, but I don't think she had her feet set all the way.
And Al gets a tip. So that's going to be four shots now.
Yep. But I thought it just adds one.
Does it?
Oh, I guess not. Maybe that is four. She hit her hard, Jacob, but I got to say, I don't think she had her feet set.
I don't think so.
I think you just got to accept that call where it's at. She'll miss that one. She looked, got distracted by her teammates.
This is the second. And now Harris will get to shoot her two foul shots. No, sorry, Walls will get to shoot the two foul shot. And she'll miss.
Yeah, off the front of the rim. And, oh, yeah, because she gets her two, and then they just retain possession.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Four.
A 1-for-4 or a 0-for-4 sequence there. Could not have went any better for the Wolves with 6:07 to play, up by six.
So the Tigers will call a timeout.
And, oh man, if you're the Tigers, what a blown opportunity
yes.
right there, Jacob. You had a chance in one series, non-contested, to shrink this lead from 6-2 in your home court, and you retain possession.
Yeah.
You come away with 0 points right there. And so you got to hope you can at least salvage something and get two
yeah.
points out of this series here.
So we'll see with the Tigers' possession here. And they also have the arrow pointing their way, so a jump ball situation will go to the Tigers. You know, I hate to say this, Blake, but you had to wonder when Al's mouth was going to finally get him.
Yeah, a very passionate guy, and that's what makes him a great coach that he is. But sometimes your greatest attribute can work against you, and in that time, that's what happened.
A jump ball, and it'll stay with the Tigers.
Yeah, sometimes the things that make you great can also put you at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Sometimes that was an example of that happening.
Yeah.
You know, and
so here's the inbound.
Ooh, almost a backcourt there, Jacob.
Harris almost picked off by McGinnis, but Walls will put up a shot to Wilson, who gets it, and she's fouled and one.
Man, what do you do with that? You're just out physical by Wilson down low. She goes right back up with it in, gets fouled, so now another opportunity at the line for the Tigers.
As Manus will check in for Kelly.
Chance to cut the lead to one possession here. That's one thing the Wolves do lack, other than Brasher down low with height, kind of outsized and outmatched in the paint.
As Wilson puts it up in and out of the rim, but back in.
And your center is the one that hits the shot.
So here's the pass to Brasher, tries to find her way around Wilson. Morgan puts it up, it's short. Rebound Tigers.
Bad shot selection and a bad foul right there.
And they're going to say a foul.
And are we in the bonus now?
That'll be on Manus.
No, we're not.
That's the fourth foul. So one more, it'll be the bonus. As Harris brings it up the court, 29-26. Lady Wolves lead. Here's a three from Cook off the mark. Rebound, Lady Wolves. One-on-one for McGinnis. She'll put it up. She'll put it in.
What a shot right there on the bank. It was an awkward angle, but it didn't matter. Puts the Wolves back up by five.
So Harris will bring it up court. And it'll be knocked out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers.
Don't pick up four.
Coach Barnett telling Anna Kate, don't foul.
No.
So Cook puts it up, airballs it, rebound. Wilson, nothing going. Anna Kate with the rebound. She'll bring it up. One-on-one with Cook. Wide open three. Miss. Mm. Rebound McGinnis. She'll put it back up. Give us two.
Wolves extend the lead back to seven. Jacob, that's huge as we're about halfway through the fourth.
So Cook will bring it up the court. And she'll give it to Harris. Harris puts it up. Off the mark. Rebound Wilson. She'll put it up. Off the mark. Brasher rebound. So Fayetteville with the ball to McGinnis. McGinnis and Cook one-on-one. And she is fouled. She'll go to the line.
Opportunity for the Wolves to extend this lead even more, Jacob. And if you're the Tigers and their head coach, man, you just got to be shaking your head.
So McGinnis to the strike for two. She'll put the first one up off the mark, off the back of the rim. So a little switcheroo on the blocks over there. McGinnis puts the second up. It's in.
Money in the bank.
So 34-26, 4:25 to go in the regulation. Cook over the walls. It's off the hand of Manus.
Bulls four minutes and 19 seconds away from getting a sweep against the Tigers this year, Jacob.
Here's the inbound to Walls, who will turn around and she'll try to Euro step for two. She doesn't get it, but Wilson gets the rebound and puts it in.
Wilson is just a force down in the paint, Jacob, and there's not a whole lot you can do.
And she had zero first half points.
Well, and I think a lot of that is
Morgan.
Great shot. Hits the floor. But, Jacob, I think a lot of that is in the first half, the girls that are quicker and more agile.
Cook short on a three attempt.
Dribble, Kennedy!
She'll bring it up and give it to Blair. Blair one-on-one with Cook. Blair will put it up, and she's fouled and go to the line.
But the girls that are more agile and quick, they're hopping, they're full of energy, and they've got that advantage on you. As the game wears down, it's kind of like a good, powerful running back. Everybody else is going to get fatigued, whereas your game translates well even into the latter parts of the game. So now you see she's starting to get those rebounds and second chance opportunities.
So Kelly and Stanley ready to check in as Blair sinks the first. So Kelly will check in for Morgan and Stanley in for Brasher. So we're going with the small game now as we take out the post player. Blair sinks or misses the first one as it was in and out. They'll stay with the Wolves. So inbound to Blair, who puts up a quick three. Count it.
Ball game. Ball game, Jacob. That lead's now 12. I think this one's over.
So Harris will bring it up the court. Kariah Harris, that is, and she'll lose track of it. And it'll be Fayetteville basketball. So here's the inbound to Blair. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis will bring it up to the far wing over there. Over to Blair. Puts up a three. Off the mark. Rebound. Kelly, who loses control of it. And he's going to call it out of bounds. It was not out of bounds.
It was not. We had a front row view.
A quick
of that.
Whistle. A quick whistle.
I mean, the ball had a good 3 inches before it went out of bounds, yeah. Jacob.
Wow, I've never seen anything like that.
Yep.
So Harris will put it over. They're going to call a timeout for the Tigers.
I don't know what timeout can help with this. Jacob, 2:55 to go, trail by 12. Not a whole lot you can do here.
So 40-28, 2:55 to go in regulation as it stands right now. This is Comer with a free possession, we'll call it. Because he blew that whistle, man.
I think he thought it was about to go out of bounds. And it was close. I mean, it was close, but it was not out. But, you know, you're not going to get all the calls right. That was definitely a wrong call. I still got to stand with my assessment of earlier. I don't think that was a charge.
Yeah.
She didn't have her feet set, man. But I would have got it. I can understand getting a tech over that one, but the other one I would have had to probably let go.
So
I don't think there's many 70-something-year-old men that can move like that. I'm assuming Al's in his 70s.
Yeah, he is. So Harris will bring it up the court. To Walls. To Johnson. He'll give it to Walls, and she'll bring it up. And it's off the mark.
Stanley with the hop over to get the rebound over Wilson.
So McGinnis tries to put it up. She'll put it up. And they're going to say she traveled. So here's
not sure if I agree with that one fully.
To Harris. A lot of questionable.
As of late, I mean, for the first, you know, I would just say in the last few minutes, everything up till then was pretty good.
So Harris, Braylee Harris puts it up off the mark to Blair. Blair to Kelly, who'll drive it in the lane. She'll put it up, and she'll miss. And there's a kickball. And Barnett calls the timeout as McGinnis was laying on her back. Because, you know, if McGinnis gets up, it's a travel. Or she moves from where she was. So she basically had to freeze until Al called a timeout. That was a smart timeout.
Well, and you know, Jacob, this is just human nature. I'm about to tell you, this ain't conspiracy or anything like that. The crew's done a pretty fair job. Yeah. Good job tonight. The coach for the home team is the one who determines the officials that get to come back.
Yeah.
So at the end, you want to give them a few generous calls, even though they might not be great, to show that you give them every opportunity you could for them to win. That way you don't get banished from coming back to play in the future.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, they paid the refs off or whatever. Comer actually does pay the referees to call these games.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever know, especially if you got one out of hand, the officials will start getting generous towards the end of the game to the home team. Now, if it's close, they don't. But if you got one that's lopsided either way, and that's just – it's just human nature, man. They want to come back. They probably like it. I feel like they've done a good job tonight. A few bad calls, but other than that.
So Stanley will get ready to inbound this one for the Lady Wolves. She'll inbound it to Blair, who will bring it up court over to Kelly. Kelly will put it up over Wilson. Off the mark. Fight for the basketball will go to the Lady Wolves. So Stanley ready to inbound it again. So Blair puts up a three off the mark. Fight for the basketball as Kelly tried to chase it out. It'll be a Tiger ball. And here comes Kennedy Morris and Katie Brasher for Charlotte. And Addie.
We're doing offense for defense swap.
1:45 to go in regulation. 40-28. Lady Wolves lead the Lady Tigers. Here's the pass to Braylee Harris. She'll put it up on a walk. Rebound fail going the other way. And here's the pass to Manus. She'll step back, put it up. Just off the mark.
That would have been a pretty move.
Rebound pressure, and it's in. So it'll be Tiger ball, 42-28. Tigers lead by two touchdowns. Here's the pass to Johnson. Puts up a three off the back of the backboard. And it'll be a favorable ball. As Collins and Bullard and McDonald checks in for Blair, McGinnis, and Manus. A lot of subs there for the Tigers.
Yeah, it gets get them some playing time here before the end of the game.
So McDonald gives it to Bullard. Buller needs to dribble to Collins. Collins will try to pass it. Fight for the basketball.
And a travel.
And Harris comes up with it on the far wing. She'll try to put it up for two off the mark. Rebound. No, or is there a foul?
No, it went out. It was a quick whistle blow and direction change.
So Chrysler.
Hey, we're two defense.
We'll check
two.
In for Brasher.
Miley Slidell.
So here's Walls, a pass picked off by Briley McDonald. Wilson steals it, and she'll put it up for two.
Wilson having her way here in this second half.
So you know Comer's going to press here. Here's the young Bullard, the eighth grader, loses the basketball. She is touched by a coach. It'll stay Fayetteville ball. So Morris will get ready to check it. Inbound it. And she will inbound it to McDonald, who tries to put up a shot just to draw a foul. But it'll be Comer ball. Harris brings it up the court. And she is fouled. Couldn't tell if that was on Buller or Collins. It'll be on Collins. So 21.8 seconds to go, 42-30. The Lady Wolves lead.
Was that a blocking foul?
Yeah, it was a blocking foul as Harris misses the first. Batesel will check in for Buller. Harris puts the second up off the front of the rim. Fayetteville ball. McDonald brings it up the court. She'll try to put up a three. Should have been a foul. I believe she was touched. But Harris,
yeah, now they're just trying to get the game right
inside
over.
Of 10 seconds to go. McDonald with the ball. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll still be Fayetteville basketball. So 4.7 to go. Here's the inbound to Batesel. And she'll just try to dribble this thing out. No, she'll put up a shot off the mark. But for the second time this season, the Lady Wolves beat the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers 42-30. What a game, Blake.
Yeah, I mean, you come in, you let them get within striking distance, they have the momentum, and yet you're able to fend them off and extend the lead and win by double digits.
So we'll try to get a word from Al Barnett before he heads to the locker room. And you want me to do the interview or you want to do the interview?
Yeah, well, let's see if we can get Al over here to talk, if you can get his attention.
We'll get him at halftime.
Yeah, maybe get him at halftime. But we don't have our statistician here anywhere. When was the last time that the Wolves got a sweep of the Tigers in basketball,
you
Jacob?
Talk? You
it's been
talk?
A long time.
Hey, we'll talk with Kennedy Maness. How about that? I'll talk with her.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So we have Kennedy Maness. We'll get Al at halftime. So, Kennedy, a sweep of the Comer Tigers.
Great game. It was a great game. You know, Lady Wolves played good. Comer Tigers played good. They played a good game. You know, it was close. But ultimately, our girls, we got it. They stayed under control. We had a few times where we lost our minds. But they kept it under control. And we kept it smooth. Coach Jordan's calling me, but we did it. We did it. We kept
well,
under control.
Well, good job. Go get talked to in the locker room. And I'm happy for y'all. So that was senior basketball player Kennedy Maness. I think she's more excited about beating Comer than anybody on the court.
Jacob,
that's all she's talked about for 7 days.
Jacob, I think that you're right about that. And, I mean, she was right. Both teams played good. Ultimately, the Wolves played better and came out on top.